Hail King of the Jews. And they smote him with their hands. Pilate, therefore, went forth again and saith unto them, Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him. Pilate trying to get out, trying to save his own skin, trying to put the blame on Mame, as they say, and blame someone else. Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate saith unto him, Behold the man. When the chief priests, therefore, and the officers saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify him! Crucify him! And there he was. He had been beaten with 40 stripes, save one. He had been beaten as probably no man ever had. When the chief priests, crucify him, Pilate saith unto them, Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him. Yeah, I'm innocent. Yeah, I didn't do it. You know, God said to Adam, Adam, what have you done? He pointed to the woman, she led me. She's the one that's guilty. He turned to the woman and he said, Woman, what have you done? And she turns to, Oh, Satan, here, the devil, he's the one who's responsible. He beguiled me. Always they would blame someone else. The Jews answered him, We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God. Moses made himself the leader too, didn't he? And I've made myself the leader. You see any similarity? Not only Jesus, but all the men that he's had to represent him, all the same way. When Pilate, therefore, heard that saying, he was the more afraid. And he went again into the judgment hall, and said unto Jesus, Whence art thou? Where did you come from? But Jesus gave him no answer. Jesus was through answering. He was going to have to go and die for the world, and he was just going to do it. Then said Pilate unto him, Speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou that I have the power to crucify thee, and have power to release thee? Don't you know I'm greater than you are? I've got power over you. And he said that to the very Christ, the very God. Jesus answered, Thou could have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivered me unto thee hath the greater sin. Now, it was only a matter of degree of sin. Pilate had sin, all right, but they had, the Jews that accused him had greater sin. You notice that. And from henceforth, Pilate sought to release him. But the Jews cried out, saying, If thou let this man go, thou art not Caesar's friend. You see, they were afraid about Caesar. They thought Jesus was a subversive. Whosoever maketh himself a king speaketh against Caesar. When Pilate, therefore, heard that saying, he brought Jesus forth and sat down in the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement, and in the Hebrew, Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover. In other words, it was the day of the Passover, which is the preparation for the Holy Day, which is the morrow after the Passover. And the eve, the beginning of that day, is the night to be much observed, which is one night after the Passover. But that's the beginning of the 7 days of unleavened bread. You know, it's very plain here, and yet even some of our people are mixed up. And they're beginning to think that we should observe the Passover one day later than we do. But God has led his servant and led his church. The preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. I mean, in other words, it was 6 o'clock in the morning by now. You see, the whole night had gone through. And he saith unto the Jews, Behold your king. But the crowd cried out, Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him! Pilate said unto them, Shall I crucify your king? The chief priests answered, We have no king but Caesar. The world has no god but Satan. Same thing. Exactly, same thing. Then delivered he Pilate delivered Jesus, therefore, unto them to be crucified. And they took Jesus and led him away. And he, bearing his cross, went forth into a place called the Place of the Skull. Now, that's right across from St. Stephen's, or is that St. Stephen's entrance? I guess it is, to the walled city. And I wanted to take the girls and go there this afternoon right after this and show them the garden tomb where Jesus was crucified. He was not crucified in the, what do they call that church in the walled city that the Catholics and the Protestants and all of them claim, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. Well, there's nothing holy there, and Jesus was not crucified there. That's another Catholic superstition. Then delivered he him, therefore, let's see, and he bearing his cross went forth unto the place called the Place of the Skull. Now, you can just see it. It looks like it's just carved in the mountain, and still to this day, 2,000 years later, it looks like a skull. The Place of the Skull, which is called in the Hebrew Golgotha, where they crucified him up on top there, and two other with him on either side, one, and Jesus in the midst. And Pilate wrote a title and put it on the cross. And the writing was, Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. Now, that's not all of it. You'll notice if you take Mark, Mark says a little more, and Luke has a different, and Matthew. Put them all together, and you've got, this is Jesus of Nazareth, the King of the Jews. You have to put all four, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, together to get what he said, because that's the way the Bible is written. You get here a little and there a little. This title then read many of the Jews, for the place where Jesus was crucified was nigh to the city. And you see, it was near to the city. That's where it is. They're trying to say it was in the city. Was nigh to the city. And it was written in Hebrew and Greek and Latin. Then said the chief priests of the Jews to Pilate, Write not the King of the Jews, but that he said, I am the King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. He wasn't going to take orders from them. Then the soldiers, when they had crucified Jesus, took his garments and made four parts, to every soldier a part, and also his coat. Now the coat was without seam, woven from the top throughout. That shows it was of extraordinary high quality. I'm criticized because I believe in good quality. So does God believe in good quality, and so did Christ. They said, therefore, among themselves, let us not rend it, but cast lots for it, whose it shall be, that the scripture might be fulfilled, which saith, they parted my raiment among them, and for my vesture they did cast lots. These things, therefore, the soldiers did. Now, they were Roman soldiers, not Jews. Now, there stood by the cross of Jesus his mother and his mother's sister, Mary. Mary Magdalene. Jesus had cast demons out of her. When Jesus, therefore, saw his mother and the disciple standing by, whom he loved, which was John, he saith unto his mother, Woman, behold thy son. Then said he to the disciples, Behold thy mother. Of course, the Roman Catholics make an awful lot of that now. And from that hour, that disciple took her unto his own home. After this, Jesus, knowing that all things were now accomplished, that the scripture